100 Word Stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, one a day until the day I die.com. It's Sunday and time for the weekly challenge. That's where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. We got a bunch of stories in this week on the topic of potato chip. So, I'll get right to it, but man, the weather. Oh, the jasmine has been blooming. Oh my God, it's so wonderful. I spend most afternoons out there, and it's just so good. And the heat is starting to come. So, yeah, it'll be unbearable, and then all the jasmine flowers will fall off sometime second week, third week in May, and, you know, then it'll be another year before it happens again. Next year, I'm going to try taking off a week when they do bloom. Oh, God, I took a week off in March, and it was just like, whatever. Anyway, let's go ahead and get on with the weekly challenge. Here we go.
Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and I'm sitting in the emergency room on a Saturday night. Who knows how long I'll be here. Hopefully, I will get home at a reasonable hour so that I can listen to this before I upload it. Anyway. This is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 679, with a prompt of, potato chips. Here we go. What high school does Reinhardt go to? Bilbert asked as if it was a reasonable question. Lenali Amanda took her bag of potato chips and threw it at him. What are you thinking? She said she thought you were Reinhardt. He's in high school. This is junior high. Either Wanda, here, is out of her mind, or she has unstated intentions. That's okay, Lindy Luo. You believe what you want. Bilbert and I have bigger fish to fry. Or should I say, fly. Wanda winked knowingly at Bilbert. Bilbert swallowed uncomfortably while Lenali Amanda leaned to Wanda and hissed, what do you know? Thanks for listening, and, we'll see you next week. Oh. By the way. The price of friendship is on sale for the next couple days for 99 cents. You can find it at Amazon.com.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is called My Favorite Potato Chips. I grew up in Chicago, the home of Jay's Chips, a chip of such superiority, it lingered to this day in my best memory of youth. Oddly, the chip started out life as Mrs. Japp's Chip, after the founder, Letter Japp. The 1941 attack on Pearl Harbor and the subsequent anti-Japanese sentiment, however, led to a negative connotation towards the word Jap in the United States. The chips were consequently rebranded to Jay's Potato Chips to avoid the sound-alike name, and the company became Jay's Food, Inc. This was years before I was born. The company died in October 2007. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hi, everyone. Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Do you have any potato chips? The young man looked at the fruit stand. Does it look like I have potato chips? Said the vendor, pointing at the different crates packed with fresh fruit. I don't know. Perhaps. One never knows. When you look at my stand, do you see any possibility, as remote as it might be, of me selling potato chips? Be honest. I mean, look. Bananas, coconuts, melons, pears, apples, kiwis, oranges. Do you really think I would have potato chips as an option? Potato chips go well with everything, even fruit. Go away. Just go away. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Don't eat a lot of potato chips. Bye-bye.
Good morning. This is Richard, and this is my story on the topic of potato chips. Our casino fell on hard times. Poorly trained staff and lax security meant they were paying out well over the odds and were well on their way to bankruptcy. Then someone hit on the idea of replacing the poker chips with potato chips. Different flavours for different values. And although the punters were dubious to begin with, they soon came around to the new thinking. The casino was soon back on track, and it really didn't matter how much they were cashing out. The punters never walked out with full pockets. They just couldn't resist eating their profits. Okay, speak to you next week. Goodbye.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Someone started putting razor blades in the potato chips. Then, it was needles in the noodles, splinters in the breakfast cereals, and glass shards in the sanitary products. Local businesses suffered badly. Even those where foreign articles hadn't been found in the foodstuffs, lost most of their customers, almost overnight. The police targeted the usual suspects. Anarchists. Those holding grudges. Competing businesses, and eco-warriors. However, they drew a complete blank. Because of course, they were looking entirely in the wrong place. And I simply didn't fit into their criminal profile. Because I was doing it just for kicks.
Trevor Zaino here, with a story on the subject, potato chips. Workers are already hired, monitored, and fired by algorithm, but they still aren't reliable. So we're automating people, not jobs. Welcome to parallel organic transmission and autonomous teleoperation. With a potato chip installed in the workers' brains, a construction team can be directed by one manager, like the workers are his eyes and hands, and do the job faster and better. It doesn't feel like taking orders. It feels like the purpose injected into your brain was your own idea. You just do it. The military are interested, but I think the big money will be in the sex industry.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Potato chips are bad for you, really bad. So many carbohydrates, so many calories. It doesn't matter what oil they're fried in, or even if they're baked, they're still bad. Same with the kind of potato. Any good that comes from a sweet potato is ruined by the oil. And salt. That's bad for you too. Same with those chemical flavorings and seasonings. Just a bunch of chemicals some mad food scientist cooked up in a lab. The only good thing to do with a potato is stick arms and legs and eyes on it and play with it.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories on the topic of potato chips. I gotta tell you, did I say, oh, I can't remember. I record these and then it's right out of my brain. I gotta tell you, Tura's is really cool because the headline on Amazon's workers, that really got to me. Automating this and automating that, and it's just, it's all going to be robots soon. What do we need humans for? Anyway, this has been the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, at which point the robots will take over. You can check out the topic of the next 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge at that website. It'll be in the upper right corner or in the feed or in your pod thingy, or if you're using Stitcher in your car. I use Stitcher in my car to listen when it's really jammed up on the way home, but I don't have that long of a commute compared to most people. I mean, I get in 10, 15 minutes, takes at worst 30 minutes to get home. I mean, I barely have time to listen to a Gilbert Gottfried podcast. I'm like, please, please let there be traffic. Haven't even filled the gas tank yet. That's how little I drive. But it's a plug-in hybrid, and it's almost all electric. Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this. And, as always, keep it brief.